Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we'll hear from City Administrator Mike Nardini about last night's Pella City Council meeting.
All right. Well, Mike, at the City Council meeting last night, the council set a date that the public can get involved in the budget process once again for a new budget amendment.
Yes, Brad. First of all, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the City Council established April 16th, 2013 as a public hearing date for budget amendment number one. And it's important for the listeners to understand that typically the city amends its budget once annually, and this year is no different. And really, the driving force behind the budget amendment for this year will be to adjust for timing differences, Brad. And when we talk about the timing differences, what we're simply referring to is oftentimes in city projects, particularly capital projects, we budget for projects to take place in one fiscal year, but oftentimes because of delays or other timing differences, expenditure takes place in another fiscal year. So several of the items that we will be amending the 2013 budget are simply to account for items that may have been budgeted in fiscal year 2012, which had a June 30th, 2012 ending, but the expenditure is actually taking place in June 30th, 2013. So literally, we are just adjusting the budget to account for when the expenditures are actually taking place. I also want to stress to the listeners, anytime someone hears a budget amendment, I think the radar screen or antennas kind of perk up on that because it is an item of concern. But I want to stress to the listeners, as a part of this budget amendment that the council will be addressing on April 16th, that there will be no increases in utility rates or property taxes as a result of the amendment. All expenditure increases that we are proposing will be covered by either existing revenues or existing funds on hand. So there'll be no impact to rates because of the budget amendment, and it will simply be to adjust for timing differences in the city's 2013 budget.
Now, you guys also dealt with a zoning issue last night. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, the council approved a rezoning request that we had, and the rezoning request was for the property at 402 Liberty Street, and this was from Jim and Marlene Hipma. And the rezoning action that was actually undertaken last night, Brad, was to rezone the property from institutional zoning over to R1C. And I should note before we go too much further, at 402 Liberty Street, this is simply the intersection of East 3rd and Liberty Street. A little bit of background on this rezoning. The reason why we needed to go ahead and rezone the property to R1C, and I want to stress to the listeners, is first and foremost is this rezoning was consistent with the city's comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan targets the area for medium density residential, and R1C, which is simply single-family housing, is consistent with medium-density residential. And second of all, under institutional zoning for the parcel, the primary use of the property last night was residential, but under institutional rezoning, one of the dilemmas that happens is when it's zoned institutional, if the property would have been destroyed and more than destroyed, and more of it was, more than 60% of it was destroyed via a fire or some other catastrophe, the property owner would not have been able to rebuild the property as residential under the current zoning code. So the council did approve the classification change from institutional over to R1C last night. And with that, we feel that it was very consistent with the city's comprehensive plan. It's also important to note, as far as how that particular property ended up as far as institutional zoning, back in 2001 when the city adopted its current zoning ordinance, because of the property's close proximity to Trinity Church, a good portion of that block that was in question was zoned institutional zoning. So simply looking at the practical matter that those properties or this particular property was used as residential, Brad, it was rezoned to R1C, which is a single family home, and it is consistent with the city's comprehensive plan.
And you also heard from the planning and zoning department in a policy and planning session about some new developments that are going to be taking place in the city in the future.
Yes, Brad, we have several new developments in the city of Pella. We're very blessed to have these at hand. And George Wesselhofer, planning and zoning director, last night during policy and planning, gave the council an update on some of the developments that are going on. And as it was first reported on KNIA last week, one of the things that we are working with is a new housing development on the west side of town in the Viewpoint subdivision. We are very fortunate, our developers were very fortunate to receive property tax credits for a new Section 42 housing development on the west side of town. down by the Ulrichs Ford dealership. And P&Z Director George Wozahoff gave an update on that project. And really, from our standpoint, Brad, with the property tax credits being awarded for the project overall will be a 32-unit complex, a $5.5 million development geared for Section 42 housing, which is really affordable housing in Pella. And it meets the community's long-term strategic goals of having more affordable housing available for the residents. So it's a very nice fit for the city of Pella. And really, from our standpoint, since the state did award financial incentives for the project and made the project feasible, now really we could start with really a lot of the city's end of things when we start talking about the infrastructure requirements for it and some of the things that we would associate normally with the development. We'll be addressing those issues in the upcoming month for the housing development. Another new development that we're currently just in its initial stages that is taking place is Premier Corporation is proposing an early learning center that would be directly east of the Premier Global Pavilion. We are in the process of actually starting the initial development for that with a rezoning request that will be going to our Planning and Zoning Commission here shortly. It's for approximately 80 acres to rezone a property to commercial zoning to accommodate the early development learning center. So it's going to be a very exciting development. And from our standpoint, the development center is a nice fit into the community. And the listeners, there'll be more news for the listeners that are interested in this particular development as we progress through the upcoming months in the form of annexation and rezoning requests, and then also with the city's traditional site plan process as well. And then the last development that we have going on, as the listeners may or may not already be aware, is Wesley Life is in the process of constructing a new retirement home community that is located directly north of the Pella Golf and Country Club on Main Street. Currently, the developers are in the process of addressing the infrastructure improvements for that and grading going on. So it's a very large development from our standpoint. So fortunately for the city of Pella, it looks like it's going to be a very busy year in 2013 for development. We're very blessed to have development in the community. And so a lot of exciting developments taking place around town.
Yeah, and some of these developments are going to be coming up very quickly. I know the Wesley Life Hearthstone project is going to start construction in April, and they plan to be done by the end of the year.
Yes, absolutely. That project is well underway, and as you said, hopefully with some good construction weather this year, they can make significant progress and be completed by the end of the year as well.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Mike.
Brad, once again, thanks for having me here. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from City Administrator Mike Nardini. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.